This is John Mitchell from Sell IT Better, and welcome to the first in a series of five excerpts taken from my webinar, The 5 Mistakes People Make When Selling IT Software and Services into the Banks or Large Corporates. As an overview for the series, the key area where companies and their people struggle is that they fail to establish credibility with the customer during the buying process. So what do I mean by credibility? Well, I suppose that we all have had, at some point or other, builders and other tradesmen into our houses to do some work. If that work is likely to be pricey, the first thing we do is to get some quotes by inviting people in and doing some form of vendor selection. So which one do we end up going with? Well, it probably won't be the cheapest, and I suspect will be more than likely the one with whom we felt most comfortable, and who had given us a warm feeling that everything would go okay. It is well worth reflecting, the next time you do this, on what it was that he or she did that got you to that state of mind. In our world of IT software and services, those things might be the people, the marketing material, proposals, presentations, right the way through to tender responses. I cover some of these during the audios, but essentially the buyers are looking at the risk of doing business with you. If some components during the buying process do not come across as credible, then a seed will be sown that the end product may be equally deficient. The most important thing is that you need to understand that throughout the buying process there is this subconscious or hidden agenda. So to the mistakes. It is easy, having been a buyer for a long time, to be overcritical, but I have seen and heard things that really made me wonder about which sales school some people had been to, or not as the case may be, and why their companies allowed them to do this. So from a fairly long list, I selected 5 illustrative aspects that are, by their very nature, complementary. The first mistake, then, is the failure to appreciate my issues. The overriding thing here is that many salespeople are, perhaps unsurprisingly, unable to put themselves in the position of the buyer, as they do not appreciate or understand what I, as a buyer, have to go through in order to buy something. Having worked in banks and large corporates, I can share with you that they are very complex organisations. Few people get the opportunity to work in many parts, and therefore tend just to know about their silo, and rely on others to do their bit during the very lengthy buying process. This makes it difficult to manage the integrity of the whole piece, as internal resources have to be obtained through a prioritised process, and frequently what you get is of a variable skill level. There are a large number of stakeholders involved, all of whom may not have a vote, but definitely have a say in the selection of a vendor. In the case of a bank buying a complex application package, there could be as many as 22 people involved. There are cumbersome and lengthy processes that few understand the purpose of, but still have to be completed. Project managers are measured on a milestone basis, so the procurement process is date, not quality driven. It is more important to get the RFP out than whether it is fit for purpose. The insane and self-defeating length of time vendors are given to respond is again due to there being a date for responses being received in the project plan. The fact that the responses are, as a result, not as good or helpful as they could be does not seem to matter. Because of reputation, regulation, data volumes, performance and scalability, the technology requirements are always particularly demanding. There is a culture of being risk-averse, by which I mean, if it goes wrong, it won't be seen to be my fault. This becomes clearly evident during the final vendor selection committees. So, if that is what I have to deal with, those companies that can relate to those issues and position their sales approach accordingly will clearly create an advantage for themselves. I have utmost sympathy with those that try to sell into this type of organisation, hence why I created Sell IT Better, to help software and services companies understand and to navigate their way through these issues. In the subsequent audios, I cover four additional mistakes that people frequently make. The failure to bring added value to life in terms that mean something to the customer. The failure to use credible materials. The failure to establish an empathy with the buyer or buyers. The failure to build on an initial sale. I hope you found this content valuable, and if you would like to explore this fascinating topic further, then please contact me, John Mitchell, at Sell IT Better. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.